Testing, testing. All right, let's go. My name is Thomas. I'm doing the way back, and this is my walk and talk. It is raining and windy, and luckily I brought my real recorder this time, so it will sound less crappy than yesterday. Sorry again for not bringing it. I got a new umbrella. Or I had my daughter's umbrella in my car, so hopefully it's not going to blow out like the last one. But I think it's raining so much that I would be a bit afraid for the recorder, and that would take me too much out of walking. So hopefully umbrella will save the day. Let me just get you guys up to speed with what happened yesterday. Because yesterday was a monumental day. I did 5 hours of work. I even got called back from the gym and had to change plans because I had to make some changes, which were very, very legitimate stuff. Nothing that got me upset or anything. It was more like I had some ideas. They didn't really resonate with what the director wanted, but mostly everything I did, she really liked. So making those changes weren't that big of an issue for me. And the fact that I was called back from the gym and couldn't go to the gym, didn't do the walk and talk with proper equipment, all of that seemed to not stress me out in a way that ruined anything. And the fact that I had to sit in a meeting at night after dinner with my town council also seemed to not like make me spiral out of control. And one thing that was interesting is that I spoke out about something where I had an opinion, and even though they valid my opinion, the idea was shot down fairly hard, actually. And I feel like I didn't really care. Like, it was like I was practicing saying I thought the idea was good. The others didn't like the idea. So that is on them. That is not my responsibility to have any feelings whatsoever towards that. And since my idea was about something that isn't super relevant to me, I didn't really care whether or not the idea was met with a positive or negative approach. And it just felt, I think I was surprised at the moment when it occurred that I could disregard the emotional response of the other people to such a degree that I seriously just felt like, okay, I said what I meant. I meant what I said. And if you guys mean or feel something else, that is okay. Doesn't matter. It is not anything that will impact the emotional state that I'm in. And it does feel like that is part of what I've been practicing like for the past few weeks, and what I've been debating out here with you is to try and care less. Like, not what I feel, but what how other people feel about how I feel, if that makes any sense. Because if I had cared tremendously about the idea I was putting forth, and also cared whether or not that idea made someone else, like, care for me, or like how they, if it would impact their feelings towards me, or if it would make them upset that I said something. It, all of those emotions, like, it was as if I could somehow observe what was going on, but choose to disregard it. Choose to disregard the emotions that were occurring within other people. And I'm guessing that's a small step towards trying to figure out what is me and what is others, and try and care more about myself and less about others to an extent that I can save myself from self-harm, from caring too much about others that I can't control. Like, obviously I shouldn't say stupid things to people to make them feel bad, but if I put forth an idea and people don't like the idea, so be it. It is not my responsibility to judge how other people should feel about my ideas, or and if I don't care about how they receive it, then for reals, don't care. Like, stop caring if there is no, like, it's kind of like this weird guru-like response. Like, I can only be responsible for my own emotions, and if I say something that I genuinely feel could contribute to the conversation or to you as a person, and you choose to disregard it, that is your problem. That is not my problem. And it's so funny because I've been diving headfirst into Eastern philosophies, and like the yogis call it karma. It is, they don't say I don't care about your feelings. They say that is your karma, which is cute. I think it's a way cuter way and a way nobler way of wording it than saying I don't give a shit about what you feel. But basically that's what they mean. It is like, if you choose to disregard the wisdom that I have for you, that's your problem, not mine. If you choose to listen, and we can have a discussion about it, and we can weigh pros and cons, that's not a problem. But if you ultimately choose to disregard the wisdom that I have, or the knowledge or the ideas, that's on you, not on me. And I'm not the lesser person for not having those ideas implemented. And to be completely honest, it was a spur of the moment idea, kind of like being in the flow. I feel like this is an idea that can contribute to your project. And it wasn't thought out. It wasn't, I mean, I was just hearing about the project at the meeting, like getting details about it. And this thought occurred to me, kind of like when I decided to build steps on a dirt hill in the garden. And I actually do believe that my little idea was a nice idea. But the group didn't like it. And that is okay. That is actually completely okay. And there's a little feeling inside of me that's saying, but it's a good idea. I think they should feel like this is a good idea when I'm talking about it right now. So even though I'm saying I don't care, it's not 100% true. It's more like the emotional response I had at the meeting was so marginal, and I was like able to look at it from a point of view where I said, I don't feel like giving this space in my emotional, like an emotional room right now. I don't feel like caring. But the weird thing is, I actually do. So obviously I'm not at a guru stage. I am not at the point where I can just say, thought, go away, and it will fly away and live on its merry own somewhere where thoughts go to play. I am talking about it right now, and I'm feeling that I do care. But not to the extent where it causes me emotional pain. More like as an observant saying, but I actually genuinely feel that the idea proposed was good, but the others decided to choose to do something else, which I think is sad for the idea, because the idea was a little cute one. But I don't think I should mourn that the idea didn't find a place to live. Kind of like with these thoughts and everything, I can put the idea in my pocket and carry it around. And then at a later point, if at some point the people need the idea or realizes it's a good idea, I can pick it up. Because the idea will live safe with me in my pocket. If down the road, once time passes by and it seems to be an idea that's not necessary, it's not needed, or that it's turns out that they were right and it's a bad idea, then the idea is just an idea. And whether or not the idea is implemented does not hurt the idea. So, if the idea comes to fruition, or if it stays forever in my pocket, actually causes no harm to the idea itself. Henceforth, by saying I don't care, but actually I do care, I care for the idea... I care for the idea of the idea. Like, the fact that the idea came to be, that is what I care about. Not whether or not the idea was good or if it's going to be implemented, but the idea was had, the idea was talked about, and therefore it exists as an idea. And what happens to the idea after I thought about it, it's kind of like when a bird flies out of the nest, right? It leaves the nest and it goes to live on its own. And you can choose to wish the bird a good journey. You can think the bird is beautiful. But ultimately what happens to the bird is up to nature. Like, it's not up to you. And maybe that's where I've been having so much pain about thoughts. I have the thoughts and I hold on to them for dear life. And if someone speaks ill of my thoughts and the ideas, I get very, very upset. When, ultimately, it doesn't hurt the thoughts. Like, the thoughts themselves don't care whether or not people like them. Because that is irrelevant for the thought. Or the idea. And I do care about my ideas a lot. I have a lot of ideas. It was one of the things that I was very upset about when I started out on this journey, was that I was so stressed out. I was working so hard and I was trying to do everything and finding time in my life to do so many things. that I stopped having ideas. I stopped trying to find creative solutions on all sorts of things, but somehow, because it's such an integrated part of me, I was feeling sad that my brain just didn't have the capacity or a surplus to start coming up with creative ideas. And as such, I was feeling that this part of me had been silenced, not because it's been like bound and gagged, but because there just wasn't enough energy to feed that part of me. It was silent because all the energy was spent on other things that may or may not be relevant. And the peculiar thing is, once I started slowing down and took a sick leave and started moving, not because I had to go from point A to point B, but just move around, the creative thoughts started popping back up. But I was afraid of the ideas, because what if the ideas were bad? What if people didn't like the ideas? What if? And some of the ideas that I've had, I haven't shared much of these thoughts and ideas out here walking. I've been talking about other things, but I've been like inventing things, like coming up with like, oh, this could be a cool thing to make a business about, or this might be a way of solving a national crisis, or this could be a tool that I could build, or whatever. Like it can be many things. My mind tend to give me things and ideas that could be cool to invent or implement. And I've been very reluctant sharing them. Like even out here, it's not been something that I have felt that I wanted to talk about, because what if those ideas, what if they're bad ideas? What if I'm not meant to follow through on these ideas? And perhaps it's all boiling down to the thing that I feel like these ideas are small precious gems that if I show them to people and they don't appreciate them, they turn bad, they shatter, or they change from being a beautiful little thought to being something ugly. Whereas I don't think they are in themselves ugly or bad or anything, because they are just the thoughts and ideas and projects that I care about. And the fact that I've had these thoughts, and the fact that these thoughts have rolled around inside my head and crystallized into concrete ideas, just means that I've given them enough energy to make them real on a mental plane. Like I haven't built anything. I haven't like started up any companies or proposed any business plans, but on a mental level, several of these ideas have gone from a small thought to a large, complex idea. And the weird thing is, as such, they are beautiful. And they are complex and ever-changing. And I keep coming back to them and look at them and turn them around in my head. Sometimes I add to them. Sometimes I change a component. But as such, they are beautiful little ideas. And they live in a very, very special place within. And I think by not sharing them, I have been trying to keep them safe. And by not talking about them, I have again chosen to keep them to myself out of fear that they would be thought of as bad ideas, where I have to think that, kind of like when I proposed that idea that just sprung up during the meeting, if people think the idea is bad, or if people don't like the idea as such, it is not harmful to the idea. The idea will live on unless I choose to adapt other people's approach or mentality towards the idea. But if I don't, if I keep saying, but I actually do believe that this idea is a good idea and I like it and I'll keep it safe. I mean, it's like a piece of art, right? You can show it to someone. They might appreciate it. They might not. But if they say, I think this piece of art is stupid and ugly, it shouldn't change your perception. And trying to say, okay, this is your perception of this piece of art, but I still think it is beautiful. The fact that you have another opinion about this piece of art does not change how I feel about it. And is it possible to not care? I mean, last week, I think, when I was in the store wanting to buy a Lego set as a trophy, and my wife said that she thought the Lego figurines were ugly, I felt that was a personal insult on my taste, because I think they're kind of cute and quirky and weird, but not ugly. But she thought that the style was, in her mind, an ugly representation of a Disney cartoon that she liked. And I thought differently. I still think differently. But the fact that she verbally assaulted this piece of art felt like she was attacking me, when she was just voicing an opinion. I mean, yes, she was carelessly saying something very hurtful. Her opinion was not a beautiful opinion, and her, the way of voicing it was very it felt like a very brutal way of voicing that opinion. But in a way, it wasn't a brutal assault on my opinion that is contrary to her opinion. Yes, that means that we have different opinions about this particular item. It means that we may have different ways of looking at art. But it doesn't mean that my ideas and my thoughts are per se ugly because she thought that what I thought was fun and pretty was ugly. And in the same way, if I have a thought and an idea about something and people say it's stupid or ugly or dumb, it is their interpretation of the idea. It is their opinion about the idea. It is not necessarily their opinion about me. And it is their karma. And people might say something that is very straightforward or unfiltered, or to some regard, they might say something that hurts you to hear. But to let it in and let it color your own opinion about something, or to ruin the idea in your eyes, is to disregard your own thought process and disregard your own unique opinions and intents and thoughts. And you can, I think it's important that I allow myself to be sad, because sad is an emotion, and it's allowed to be sad or hurt that someone that you thought would appreciate something does not appreciate it. But it those emotions should, I mean, it should be allowed to be passing emotions, because it's like looking at a color that's difficult to choose. Is it green or blue? Is it kind of the shade of gray? Like, what is the color of the moss on this tree? And whether people perceive it as more blue than green, or if people have extensive schooling in colors, like if they're an artist, they might say, oh, this is Pantone 346. I mean, it shouldn't change the fact that you are appreciating how the moss looks. Or that when you initially saw it, I thought the moss was green. Because that's how I perceived it. And you might change your opinion. Oh, wow. You might change your opinion based on someone else's opinion, but at least be observant. Sorry, I was just about to say mindful. Be observant whether or not the thought is an original thought that is coming from you that you care about, that is being changed by someone else that you care about who has a different opinion, or try and figure out if the thought process that you're having is changing because you're trying to shield yourself from harm of having a different opinion than someone else. Because changing your opinion because you're scared of having a different opinion than someone else will eventually mean that you will take the thought out of your pocket and leave it to die on the street. And if you look at the thought in all its purity, you had it, and you had it because it's a thought that matters to you, and you should not take it out because you're scared what other people think about your thought, or scared that the thought is different than other people's thoughts and opinions. And I think that might be what happened, and that's why it didn't hurt me so much that people thought that my idea was not good. And by regarding it as such, like an exchange of opinions, and I will put the idea back in my pocket and keep it safe there, I could continue the meeting, I could go home, I could go to sleep without feeling any emotional pain. And obviously that is going to be tremendously harder to do if you have thoughts that you care deeply about in projects you are deeply invested in and you want them to go in one direction and they go in a different direction because your opinion matters less than others in a hierarchy where you work, for example. But the approach, I think, is still important because, yes, you can fight for ideas, but it should still mean that at the end of the day, you shouldn't sour your ideas or ruin your ideas because of other people's opinion of those ideas. But you might need to keep them safe, and that might mean not sharing them. My fingers are getting really, really cold. I'm sorry. It's a horrible weather today, even under the umbrella. So I think we'll end it here. And I'll just say thank you very much if you've been listening to this. And if not, this will be safe in my pocket. Bye-bye.